Hello everyone, Nexa here, and I'm interviewing Polsky today. Polsky is one of my good longtime friends. I've been knowing him for going on about 10 years, and we're going to be talking about being a DM slash GM. So right off the bat, I'm going to turn it over to Polsky and ask that he give us a little background information on himself.
As pertaining to what? Just my gaming experience?
Whatever you want to talk about, sir.
My background experience with the gaming? I started off as in high school, probably about 1981, when I first got into Dungeons & Dragons. I probably continued that throughout to the third edition, and then my friend and I actually started making a more expansive game, where we started making it like a Dungeons and Dragons with a world edition, where we made kingdoms, not like many other games now.
And you segue really good into my next question, which was how long have you been playing role-playing games? You said since the 80s.
Yep, since the 80s. In fact, some of my favorite games are still from back in the 80s. The text games, Zork, we loved. We thought that was outstanding.
So how long have you been DMing for? Like, you know, you have some players who that's all they do is play, and then some who just prefer DMing.
I've done both. I mean, we started off, obviously I started off playing, just because I think that's where everybody gets their feet wet. And then it just seemed a fair thing to do to DM. And I was decent at it. I wouldn't say I enjoy it the most, but it was still fun. But we just took turns DMing. It's just a fair thing to do. And I haven't really played as a dungeon master now in years. Over 10 years, at least.
Okay. So, tell me this, Polsky. What is your favorite role-playing game?
As far as tabletop?
Yes.
Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, probably around 2nd edition.
And why is that your favorite?
I like the medieval fantasy aspect. We tried a couple war games, tried some space games, but I always come back to the medieval taste of, the fantasy taste.
Is it safe to assume that you also, Dungeons & Dragons was your favorite game to DM?
Yes, by far. Like I said, I've only dabbled in the other ones and I never really enjoyed them all that much.
Okay, Polsky, can you share with us a story where you were DMing and you were proud of the outcome, or, you know, your best DMing story?
Yeah, I guess it would have to be, it was actually an adventure I wrote myself. After Dylan Gary Gagas's Queen of Demon Web Pits, we found another module, because back then, buying modules from, I think, TSR or whatever was the way to go. They actually, as we got higher level, there wasn't anything for us. We found one finally for Baba Yaga's hut, and we did that one, and after that, there was really nothing else. So, we'd go back and play lower level ones, but we never let go of our characters. So I actually wrote one on a continuing story of all our characters that were involved. And even I wrote my own character in there too, and just to have something to do. And everybody really enjoyed it because it was a history from everything we've done. So I was pretty proud of that moment.
Sounds fun. So now, on the flip side, can you tell me maybe one of your lowest points when you were a DM?
Lowest points of being a DM?
Yes.
That's tough. Probably one of the first times when I, you know, just getting my feet wet, not knowing exactly what I'm doing, and it was a lower level, and I was trying to keep the people engaged, and just because I wasn't experienced at it, I just felt if I was better prepared, I'd have done a better job.
So another question I have for you, which is something a lot of DMs face from time to time, is have you ever had to deal with problem players? And if so, how did you deal with them? And you can go ahead and give us an example or a story.
As a DM, I never found it really too hard to deal with problem players because as a DM, you were the god and you could... you could hammer them as much as you wanted. And if we had no, I had a good group of core people that were playing with us, and we kind of policed ourselves. But if that didn't happen, you were able to, you know, lower a person's stats, give him a handicap or anything. And if he didn't like it, he didn't play with you. So I never found it that much of a problem.
Okay. And just for my own curiosity, I noticed you mentioned he. Did you ever play with females in your gaming group?
Not where I DM'd. And just once or twice as a player.
All right. So, I guess kind of I have only a couple more questions for you, but kind of tell me what would you consider your most frustrating pain point in being a DM?
I don't know about frustrating. You have to take everything as a challenge. The most frustrating thing was to incorporate different people that weren't used to. Because we were used to playing with ourselves. I'm sorry. A small core of people. And getting different people in, it was might have been a little harder to engage them. It's always good to have a group, and I think you use a term to get in sync and everything. Well, even on a GM, even as a DM, you feel that too. You want to make sure you're not just pleasing your core, you want to get everybody involved. But I've never found it all that frustrating, you know. And I feel lucky. It was basically with the group of people I played with.
Okay. And what advice would you offer to other DMs, maybe new DMs or even senior DMs? What advice would you offer from your many years of experience?
Pretty much where I was going with that, what caused me frustration, I try to get everybody involved. Because you you get the most satisfaction out of the game if you keep everybody interested. And that is the biggest challenge. If you're losing people and you only have a couple people left, well, then is it you or is it the game or is it them? And since you're running the game, it's either you or them. But don't be so adamant that is, no, I'm doing a great job. It's got to be somebody else. You know, maybe you need to adjust to other people.
Well said. Well said. Well, Polsky, I definitely thank you for taking the time to allow me to interview you. Like I said, I never had the opportunity to play under you as a player while you're the DM, but one of your players, who is also both of our friends, Elithin, I played with him a lot, and so he spoke very highly of you, and so once again, I definitely appreciate the interview. And do you have any closing thoughts or final thoughts you would like to say?
No, it's funny that the timing of this, I just was online and I saw that I guess Dungeons & Dragons is making another move as far as putting online gaming tools. And it's a great time to actually get to be a DM because now there are tools that you can use. It'll make your experience a lot easier and hopefully a lot more fun for everybody else.
And just to go with a little tease to anyone who's listening to that, Polsky is actually hinting on one of our newer podcasts coming out on online gaming. Gray Tome and I will be revisiting that, and I think we'll have Polsky sit in on that conversation as well. So with that being said, thank you for your time, and thank you for allowing us to interview you, Polsky. And until next time, take care, everyone.
Take care.